Shiurei HaRav, and this, if it's Hashem, will be our last shiur in Yoredeya, because after this we're going to be learning, for Bein HaZmanim at least, a little bit of Masechtas Shabbos. And what we're up to is Pei Zayin Pei Ches, which we'll review, and that is Simon Chaf Aleph, which is called Ein Adam Oser Dover She'en Shalo. And what Rav Soloveitchik is trying to do is, he's trying to understand a Taz. The Taz doesn't feel comfortable about the omission of the Ran. The Mechaber is Mekil, as far as Achila, we'll talk about in a minute, without mentioning the Chumrah of the Ran, which is something very peculiar, very atypical. We don't usually expect the Mechaber to omit the Ran. Now, what was the Kula of the Mechaber? He was Mekil in a case of someone who, after the Shechita, decided to be Zorek the Dam for Avodah Zorah. And what he came up with a compromise. We're not sure what his Kavanah was at the time of the Shechita, and that's based on a Machlokes Tanoim. It's a conceptual Machlokes, not a reality Machlokes. And therefore he says the following: as far as Achila is concerned, we're going to apply the principle of Safek L'chumra. We're not going to allow you to eat from the Shechita. As far as Hana is concerned, in other words, whether it has a shame, Avodah Zarah is concerned, then we're going to be Mekil, and we're going to allow you to benefit from this Basar. And as we mentioned, you're allowed to sell it on the open market. And we had a problem as to why the Mechaber, and again it's based on Rabbi Yerucham way before the Mechaber, why he would justify a distinction between the Iser Achila and the Iser Hanoah. And Pashtus, it's Haba HaTalia, because if the principle is that the Shechita was done L'Shem Avodah Zarah, if we hold again that Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is called so again, I'm trying to avoid all those details, but in any event, if we would classify that original Shechita as a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, then ipso facto the meat of the Shechita would have to be Aser even Behana. There doesn't seem to be any logical justification to be Matir Hana and to Aser Achila. That was the question that we dealt with. And all that is in Yoredeya Siman Dalet Sif Beis. And in order to answer that question, we're going to try to analyze Yoredeya Siman Dalet Sif Dalet. So we're fast forwarding to Sif Dalet. Okay. Now, in Sif Dalet, we're talking about Reuven, who is shechting Shimon's animal. And he shechts it according to his own declaration, for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. And the Mechaber paskins that in such a case, the meat is mutter, even b'achila. There's no isur. And he says, because l'tziurei kamachave, that the intention of the shochet is to get the baal ha-behema, the baal has, right, Ashrita, angry. Meaning, he does not have any intention l'shem Avodah Zarah. So at this point, the Taz quotes a Ran. And the Ran says the following, that in a case of someone who shechts someone else's animal l'shem Avodah Zarah, then it's Osir Bachil and Mutabano, we cannot possibly validate that shechita and allow us to eat the meat, because clearly, by his own declaration, he shechted this meat for the sake of an avodah zara. Ella what? Says Naran, you'll ask me, but ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. How can that shechita l'shem avodah zara generate an isur avodah zara on this basar when it's somebody else's animal? You don't have the authority, you don't have the power to do so. And the right answer is, okay, you're not able to create an isur on Yenem's animal, but here the isur is a result of the fact that the animal died without a shechita k'shera. The shechita was done l'shem avodah zara. Such a shechita is not valid. So even if I can't asa your animal, but there's no shechita here. In the absence of shechita, the animal is also, the basar is also b'isur nevela. As far as hanah is concerned, to create an isur hanah, for that you need to apply the principle of this is avodah zara, and the shochet made it into avodah zara, and that he can't do because ain't other osir davar shein shelo. So the Taz is bothered. Why didn't the Mechaber mention this Ran? The Mechaber says outright, without blinking, that if you shecht somebody else's animal for the sake of Avodas Kochavim, lo Osra, period. Why? Because lo Iskavin el Litzure Litzurel. Why not quote the Ran? The Ran says, okay, lo Iskavin el Litzure, so what? But the shechita was l'shem avodas kochavim. Nobody denies that, and therefore it's an animal that died without shechita. How can you allow it to eat the basar? And the mechaber completely ignores such an opinion. You get the impression from the Taz that he actually accepted the view of the Ran, and it doesn't make sense to be matir the basar based on ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo simply because he shechted his friend's animal of l'shem avodah zara. He doesn't have to generate that isur avodah zara. It's just the absence of a shechita k'shera. So the Rav Zichron of Racha wants to explain this Taz, because Rav Kivega makes mincemeat out of this Taz. He completely smashes the Taz. He says, what is the Taz hacking about here? We're not talking about a shochet l'shem avodah zara. The Mechaber says explicitly that l'tziyure ka machaveh. He's only doing this to anger his friend. This was a way of intimidating his friend. But he had no intention of avodah zara. What does this have to do with the Ran? The Ran is talking about a bona fide shechita l'shem avodah zara. So to explain the Taz and why he objects to the Mechaber's omission of the Ran, the Rav says that this shechita, even if it's litziyurei kamachavin, is a shechita l'shem avodas kochavin. What does that mean? So the Rav says that you can differentiate between two different categories of shechitas avodas kochavim. One is bifnei avodas kochavim, and the other is l'shem avodas kochavim. Let's try to understand. If you do a shechita in front of a deity, that's real bona fide tikrovas avodah zara. And it could very well be that would apply even if you took someone else's animal. This would not come under ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. This is a reality of tekrovas avodah zara, mamish in front of the avodah zara. It's a sacrifice and a worship of an avodah zara. However, the law changes in a case of l'shem avodah zara. L'shem avodah zara means in honor of the avodah zara, but not in front of the avodah zara. That's already a different parsha in the Torah, and that's called macholas asuros. Again, that machol sasurus will generate an iser hano. Now the Rav suggests, what about a case which is neither lifnei avodah zara nor l'shem avodah zara? Not only lo mi boy that the deity is absent, but there's no interest in honoring the avodah zara, and that the Rav calls le'avodah zara. So you've got le'avodah zara, l'shem avodah zara, and then you have bifnei avodah zara. Three different categories. So the Rav says that what the Taz is trying to do here by quoting this Ran is to lower the level of this scenario from a level of L'shem Avodah Zorah to the down level, downgraded to the level of Le'avodah Zorah. And here's where Litziuri Kamachavin plays a role. If it's L'shem Avodah Zorah, then he's motivated by Kavod of the Avodah Zorah. But if it's Le'avodah Zorah, that's called Litziuri Kamachavin, he's not interested Kiyuzeh in honoring the Avodah Zorah. He's just trying to find a method of intimidating his friend. And he says the following, that even though his interest and his motivation is to intimidate his friend, nevertheless, it is a shechita le'avodah zara. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to read it inside just to make sure I have all the pieces of the puzzle. So again, if you have the text in front of you, it's page 88, Peches, and it's the first paragraph, Vihanire. Tisfile Lataz, the Echad Yamrinon, Litziuri Kamachavin, Ein Perusha de Lochoshev Kishokhet La Avodah Zorah. Again, it's not going to be L'shem Avodah Zorah because he's certainly not interested in the honor of the Avodah Zorah. He's purely interested in getting back at his friend. He's basically a kosher Jew, so to speak, in Hilchas Akum. He's not an idol worshiper. But it's only Le'avodah Zorah. The Afagav Devare Choshev Kishokhi L'Avodah Zorah Mikom Kom Hov Lo Shochet L'shem Avodah Zorah, which we interpreted this to mean it's not for the honor and the respect of the Avodah Zorah, he's not glorifying the deity, is Memela Lo Nesra HaBehema. In other words, that in this case, we're going to apply the principle of Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo. That's how the Taz would understand the Sugya of Litziura Kamachavin. It's not in a case of shechting his friend's animal, it's not an avodah zorah that could generate an iser avodah zorah in his friend's animal because they know the moser. Tiafim noma di other moser dov sheshu etakruvas avodah zorah hanimili. That's at the very limit, at the very least, where you have a l'shem avodah zorah. Right, he's interested in the honor of the avodah zorah. Kigon Bekusi, O Yisrael Mumar, Dimistom Mechavein Le Shem Avodah Zorah, for the glory of the Avodah Zorah. Then you could talk about the possibility of Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo. But now we lower it to the third level. It's not even L'shem Avodah Zorah because it's L'tziuri Kamachavin. So it's only Le'avodah Zorah. Even though for sure he says that's considered a Shechita L'avodah Zorah, nevertheless, the Ein Adam Oser principle kicks in here. B'Yisrael Kosher came in Sheyesh La'amod, we have the evaluation. She'eino Mechavin El L'tzar Es Chavero, Eino Oser Behemas Chavero, please underline those words, Behemas Chavero, Af Im Shachto L'avodah Zorah. So the Nafkamina now, between the second tier and the third tier, the second tier being L'shem Avodah Zorah, in a case of a Mumar or a Kusi, And the third tier, which is L'chol Adam Kosher, which is Le'avodah Zorah, the difference is that in the case of L'shem Avodah Zorah, for the glory of the Avodah Zorah, you're talking about a Mumar and a Kusi, I mean, these are idol worshippers, then we can generate an Isur Avodah Zorah in the Basar regardless of the ownership of the Behemah. We're going to suspend the principle of Ein Adam Oseh Dovashen Shalom because we're dealing with now real, full-fledged Avodah Zorah for the honor and the respect of the Avodah Zorah. But when we get to the third level of Le'avodah Zorah, here's where we're going to apply the principle of Ein Adam Oseh Dovashen Shalom. Now, what first question is, what agency allows me to downgrade his declaration and proclamation of Le Avodah Zorah, of L'shem Avodah Zorah, down to the level of Le Avodah Zorah, such that now we're going to apply the principle of Ein Adam Oseh Dovashen Shalom? And the answer is L'tziuri Kamachav. He's an Adam Kosher. Don't take his declaration seriously. This is his ploy to intimidate and antagonize his friend. B'meila, it's Le'avodah Zorah. So you have now an action of Shechita, which is totally excluded, totally mufka from any interest in honoring the Avodah Zorah. And now we have to ask ourselves the following question: what's the status of such a Shechita, which is L'tziuri Kamachav? And here with the Rav brilliantly introduces the machlokas between Abai and Rav about a Oved B'Yira. So a person is worshipping an idol because he's got a gun to his head. And Rav says, he's Patur. Abai is really machmir, and Abai says we have to put him to death. Why? Because the Torah says that you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zorah under any circumstances, even at the pain of death. So he saved himself from being killed, according to Abai, by the Ma'anes, because he complied with his wishes and worshipped the Avodah Zorah, but he'll be killed by a Bezin Shal Yisra. Okay, you may need Eidim Vasra, and so forth and so on. Comes along Rav, and he says, no, he's pot. He's really in violation of the law. The Torah said, Yehari Gal Yava. But he did it under duress, and an action under duress is not punishable in a Bezin Shel Yisrael. He's off the hook. So the Rav asks, okay, he's off the hook, but now you're going to tell me that he didn't implement a Maisa Avodah Zorah? If that be the case, how could there be a Harik Val Yavar? The whole entity of Yehorik Val Yavar is predicated on the fact that he's about to commit one of the three cardinal sins, in this case, a Maisa Avodah Zorah. Could Rava be saying that it's not a Maisa Avodah Zorah because you're only doing it B'Yira? Is then you completely undermine the entire parish of Yehorik Val Yavar vis-a-vis Avodah Zorah. It must be that even a worship of Avodah Zorah under duress is considered a Maisa Avodah Zorah. It's a Ptur of Onshin. We cannot put him to death in a Bezin Shel Yisrael because he was compelled to do this. He only did it to save his life. But it's a Maisa Avera. A Maisa Avera of Avodah Zorah. What does the Rav gain by this? Let's go back to the Taz and the case where he shechts the animal Le'avodah Zorah, and we assume it's L'tziuri Kamachame. Says Rav Soloveitchik in its next venerea on the end of the page, Dehua din nami yesh lomar. If we wanted to find and categorize an Oved Avodah Zorah where he makes the declaration that he's shechting for the purpose of Avodah Zorah, when in fact we analyze this Adam Kosher, we come to the conclusion he's only doing it with Cyrus Chaver to antagonize his friend. And the Rav wants to suggest the following, that number one, he's certainly not doing it in the presence of any deity. the shechita. Number two, he's not even doing it for the honor of the deity. He's not interested in this avodah zarah. It's all rubbish to him. Just like in the case of Rava, when they put a gun to his head, it's all rubbish to him. But he's doing it for an ulterior motive, and that is for the sake of Litzir Kamachavi. He's using the shechit of avodah zarah for another purpose entirely, a totally different secular purpose, has no religious connotation, and it's not for the honor of avodah zarah. We're going to define this as a maisa avera d'avodah zarah. Oh, it's a maisa avera d'avodah zarah. How far are you going to go with this? Are you going to say, therefore, it's takrovis avodah zarah? Then it's asur b'achila b'anah, and we're going to suspend the principle of Einod Amosu Dov Shein Shalom? No. We're not going to go that far. We're going to consider it as a maisa of avodah zarah in the case of the Tzir Kamechavin, such that Kigon de Islay Shutvis Begavoy Yishmakablam Shenaseres Habeimim Yidin Tekarov. Okay, fine. Avokshav avodah zarah Bebeimis Chaveru Kedei Litzaro. And we're going to say that what? In the case of Litzaro, it comes under that middle category of Rava in Liyira. It's a Maisa Avodah Zarah. But now we're going to apply the principle of Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo. And that's the last three lines on the page. He says, Avok She'oved Avodah Zarah Bebehemas Chavero Kedei Litzayer Chavero Mistaber She'ein HaBehema Neseres Klal Tohol Tzirik HaMachavin In Makabalas Avodah Zarah Alei Leloa Umikol Makom B'mela Afal Gav D'choshiv Ke'oved Avodah Zarah B'komakol Onesra Behema Midin Takrovas Avodah Zarah Mishum D'ein Odom Oseh Dov Shein Shalom. He says that if there's no real takrovis avodah zarah in any stretch of the imagination, because he's not interested in takrovis avodah zarah, he's only doing it litziyuri kamachavin, and he certainly has not accepted this deity as his god, is then we should apply the principle of ein adam osu dover sheni shelo. And we're beginning to see where the Taz is coming from here. The Taz, unlike Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who saw in the Shulchan Aruch of Litzuri Komachavin, it's not an Avodah Zarah at all. The whole thing is just a facade, a fake, but it's not Avodah Zarah. It's like a Purim spiel. But don't take it seriously. The Taz says, no, I'm going to take this seriously. It's not Takrovis of Avodah Zarah, but it's a Mice of Avodah Zarah. Ah, but ain't none of them osed dover sheni shelo. So here the Taz quotes the Ran, because the Ran says that even if ain't none of them osed dover sheni shelo, it's still a shechita l'avodah zarah, and as such, it's a shechita psula, and it's no better than if the animal died without shechita. So as far as the Isra Achila is concerned, we must accept the Isra Achila, says the Ran. If you want to talk about an additional Iser of Avodah Zarah, so since it's only Le Avodah Zarah and it's Litzir Kamachavin, we're going to apply the principle of Ein Adam Osir Dover Shein Shalom, and therefore there'll be no Iser Hanah in this Basar. But says the Ran, with the way the Taz understands it, as far as Shechita is concerned, to generate a Heta Shechita, that we cannot do with a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Again, it's not exactly the Shema Avodah Zarah, but it's Le Avodah Zarah, which we said, according to Rava in that analogy, is a full-fledged Mice of Avodah Zarah. If it's a full-fledged Mice of Avodah Zarah, there's no way that you can integrate that Shechita into a Heta Shechita. You're going to have to say it's Ki'ilu Mesa Me'leo. And therefore the Taz doesn't understand why did the Mechaber completely ignore the Shechita of the Ran. On the top of page Peites, which is where we got up to, he says, "Klomar the achzvar de litzuri kamachavin mo'eles, not to be mafkia the shame Maisa Avodah Zorah, but it's meaningful to allow you to eat the basar because of Ein Adam Osa Davar Shein Shalah. So you have the following paradox. On the one hand, it's a Maisa of Avodah Zorah. On the other hand, it cannot generate an Iser of Avodah Zorah of Zivchei Mesim in the Cheft of the Basar because Ein Adam Osa Davar Shein Shalah. And the Pesach of the Mechaber and Sif Dalet, as we said before, Yisrael Shoshach HaBeim as Chaver Levos Kolo Asra Devalei Lo Kiven Elo Litzaro. And therefore, Ein Adam Oser Dover Shein Shalom. Now, I'm looking here at the note. He has a Pesach Tikkul Torah from Rav Shimon Shkop. That he wants to somehow subsume this case under a machshava case. And he says, in a machshava case, we're going to say, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalom. Alright. So we'll see Reb Shimon Shkop maybe as we go along, but now we want to get back to the Rav's main mahalach, Venira. He says that we can really read this into the Rambam. In Perek Beis Milchus Shechita, the Rambam says, Shocha behema l'shem dover ha-posel v'lo hoya lo shutfis be-behema ein oser she-ein odom oser dover she-ein shalosh ha-ein kavanoso el litzaro. He says, b'pshuto tamua these v'relei l'Rambam de-ein odom oser dover she-ein shalosh ha-ein yitzuch lo-hosif ha-di ein o mechavin el litziro. Why did the Rambam just say outright, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalom? Why does he have to excuse it with a Litzirei Kamachave? Ach lefi dvarein lo kasha midi the hachs vara de Litzirei Kamachave Ein a materes ela mikach adin shel Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalom. In other words, when we reduced his Avodah Zorah from the level, I call it tier 2, of L'Shem Avodah Zorah, down to Le'Avodah Zorah, what we gained by that is Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalom. What allows me to lower it, to downgrade it from L'Shem Avodah Zorah down to Le'Avodah Zorah? The answer is L'Tziri Kamachave. D'Li'olam HaShokhe Be'mes Chaver L'Avodah Zorah Shapir Choshev Ke'osa Mais Avodah Zorah Imki Eino Miskaven Elo Litzar Eschavero. Again, this is the Rav Shtikl Torah. That there is an act of a Mais Avodah Zorah. The man declares, I'm shechting it for a deity. But rather what? Ho El Kamel Anedo, the most of Dov Shalom Shemochik, Sheshoche Be'em Eschavero, Li Avodah Zorah. Rakede Litzar Chavero, so he does a Mais Avodah Zorah. He cannot generate any new Isur of Avodah Zorah. And the reason for that is because of Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalom, which applies in this case of Litziri Kamachavi, where it's not L'Shem Avodah Zorah, but Le'Avodah Zorah. In other words, it has some relationship to Avodah Zorah, but you're generating a brand new status only because of your Machshava. That's where the footnote quotes from Shimon Shkop. And that you can't do on Behemoth Chavero. Is Memela. We understand why the Rambam has to add L'Shiri Kamachavin, because the Rambam is really asking and coming to answer a very fundamental question. How can you tell me that Shalcha Behemas Chaver L'Shem, right, L'Shem Avodah Zorah, he calls it Dover HaPosel, is then Ein HaBehemen HaSeres, because Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalom, and the Rambam holds that even if you shecht for Avodah Zorah, right? Even if you shech for Avodah Zorah for the sake of Litziri Kamachavin, it constitutes a Maisa Avera of Avodah Zorah. So the Rambam has to, again, the Rambam is is compelled to introduce Litzira Kamacha, because otherwise, why wouldn't the Shechita generate an Isur? We're talking about Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah, we're not going to apply the principle of Ein El Demosu Dov Hashem Shalo. But the answer is, because this is not a real Avodah Zarah, it's Los Kavin El Litzira, which means we lower it down to the level of Le Avodah Zarah. And now, the Rambam says we could apply the principle of Ein El Demosu Dov Hashem Shalo. And moving on to page Tzadi, he says that now he has an answer to a Rambam in Hilchas Chovel Mazik. The Rambam says that Amenasech Yain Shel Chaver Lavodah Zarah Lo Nesar Yain Mishum She'ein Odom Osa Dov Hashem Shelo. Aval Im Amenasech Hu Yisrael Mumar Harei Yain Nesar. He says there seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam, because on the one hand, the Rambam says that a Yisrael Mumar generates an Isur on Yain Chavero. The Ram seems to be suspending the principle Ein El Demosu Dov Hashem Shelo. But when he gets to Yisrael Kosher, he writes the Feirush Ein El Demosu Dov Hashem Shelo. And the Ravid has Asogia, but the answer is exactly what we've been saying. The Rambam holds that if it's Litzira Kama Chavin, it doesn't mean to be Mafkia the Shem Avodah Zarah. It is a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But it allows us to introduce the principle of Eino Demosu Dov Hashem Shelo in a case of Kedei Litzara. So even though it is a Maisa of Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, it doesn't generate an Isur, not in the case of Behema, nor in the case of Yayin, because Eino Demosu Dov Hashem Shelo. In a case of a Mumar, he generates an Isur of Avodah Zarah, even Bebehemas Chavero. That's already an essence of Takrovas Avodah Zarah. He's mamish worshipping the idol with his Shechita. But in case of Yisrael Kosher, he's not doing it for the sake of worshipping Avodah Zarah. It's Litzaras Chavero. Is even though it's considered a Mice of Avodah Zarah, but nonetheless it's not on the same level as a real Takrovas Avodah Zarah. And the Nafkamina is that it doesn't generate an Isur on somebody else's behema. Ein Adam Osa Dov Hashem Shelo. And the reason for that is because of Litzirei Kamachavin. And now we swing back to the Taz. The Taz understood that the Shulchan Aruch was not talking about a case of Litzirei Kamachavin, as if to say this mafkia, the whole status of a Maisa Avodah Zarah. But even though it is considered Oved Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, Ein Adam Oseh Dov Hashem Shelo, because it's only Litzirei Kamachavin. Here's where the Taz asks, if that be the case, then the Shulchan Aruch should have quoted the Ran. And the Ran holds that if a person worships Avodah Zarah, Litzirei Kamachavin, even if he cannot generate an Isur Avodah Zarah in Yenim's Behema, because Ein Adam Oseh, but nevertheless, it's not a Shechita Kshera. And therefore it's also Bachila. And the question is, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch pay any attention to this Ran? And he should have said that even if it's not also Manoah, we didn't grow us Avodah Zarah, but nevertheless, if it's a Maisa Avera Avodah Zarah, it's not